What would you do to earn money if all you had was $5 and 2 hours? This is the assignment I gave students in my very first course at the Stanford D School. The rules were simple. Each of 14 teams received an envelope with $5 of seed funding and was told they could spend as much time as they wanted planning. However, once they cracked open the envelope, they had 2 hours to generate as much money as possible. I gave them from Wednesday afternoon until Sunday evening to complete the assignment. Then, on Sunday evening, each team had to send me one slide describing what they had done. And on Monday afternoon, each team had 3 minutes to present their project to the class. They were encouraged to be entrepreneurial by identifying opportunities, challenging assumptions, leveraging the limited resources they had, and being creative. What would you do if you were given this challenge? When I ask this question to most groups, someone usually shouts out, "Go to Las Vegas," or "Buy a lottery ticket." This gets a big laugh. These folks would take a significant risk in return for a small chance of earning a big reward. The next most common suggestion is to set up a car wash or lemonade stand, using the $5 to purchase starting materials. This is a fine option for anyone interested in earning a few extra dollars of spending money in 2 hours. But most of the students eventually found a way to move far beyond the standard responses. They took seriously the challenge to question traditional assumptions, exposing a wealth of possibilities in order to create as much value as possible. How did they do this? Here's a clue. The teams that made the most money didn't use the $5 at all. They realized that focusing on the money actually framed the problem way too tightly. They understood that $5 is nearly nothing and decided to reinterpret the problem more broadly. What can you do to make money if you start with nothing? They ramped up their observation skills, tapped into their talents, and unlocked their creativity to identify problems in their midst. Problems they experienced or noticed others experiencing. Problems they might have seen before, but had never thought to solve. These problems were nagging, but not necessarily at the forefront of anyone's mind. By unearthing these problems and then working to solve them, the winning team brought in more than $600, and the average return on the $5 investment was 4,000%. If you take into account that many of the teams didn't use the funds at all, then their financial returns were infinite. So what did they do? One group identified a problem common in a lot of college towns: the frustratingly long lines at popular restaurants on Saturday nights. The team decided to help those people who didn't want to wait in line. They paired off and booked reservations at several restaurants. As the times for their reservations approached, they sold each reservation for up to $20 to customers who were happy to avoid a long wait. As the evening wore on, the students made several interesting observations. First, they realized that the female students were better at selling the reservations than the male students, probably because customers were more comfortable being approached by the young women. They adjusted their plans so that the male students ran around town making reservations at different restaurants, while the female students sold those places in line. They also learned that the entire operation worked best at restaurants that use vibrating pagers to alert customers when their table is ready. Physically swapping pagers with those who received one later made customers feel as though they were receiving something tangible for their money. They were more comfortable handing over their money and pager in exchange for the new pager. This had an additional bonus. Teams could then sell the newly acquired pager as the later reservation time grew nearer.